As early as today, House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings could subpoena the former head of White House security clearances after a career White House employee blew the whistle on what she said were dozens of Trump administration officials receiving clearances despite what she called disqualifying issues. At a Stormy committee meeting this morning, Cummings expressed concerns that national security could be compromised.
Over and over again, I hear these comments about, oh, they're just trying to embarrass the president. No, that is not true. What we're trying to do is protect our secrets. We're trying to make sure we have a process that works.
Reporter Tim Mak covers national security for NPR. He joins us now. Hi, Tim.
Hey there.
And, you know, we heard some of these reports, you know, filtering out in news reports about the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now we have this whistleblower. Chairman Cummings calls this a million times worse than Hillary Clinton's emails, but he also acknowledges the president has the legal right to grant clearances. Tell us more about that.
Well, the clearance process is basically an authority that emanates from the power of the president to make documents secret or not secret, public or private, based on national security interests. So the president has wide latitude in order to figure out who gets a security clearance, who doesn't get a security clearance. Now, with that said, Democrats are saying, even though he has this authority, nothing illegal has yet been suggested here. Even though he has this authority, is it correct? Is it right? Is it proper for some individuals who otherwise wouldn't make it through a security clearance process to be given a security clearance? And are there some sort of risks that come with that?
Well, and they usually have to go through the personnel security office where this whistleblower, Tricia Newbold, has been there for several administrations. She says she was retaliated against. Her then boss, Carl Klein, overrode recommendations, didn't take care of sensitive material, you know, stopped performing some checks, or his office did. And this gets ugly, Tim. She has a form of dwarfism. This is Tricia Newbold, the whistleblower. She filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission that he actually moved files out of her reach. So just tell us a little bit more about what she is saying that was so compelling that she became a whistleblower.
So there are several parts to this, right? So first, she expressed concerns that career staffers deny security clearances for 25 Trump administration officials, but later these suggestions were overturned without what she believes was proper documentation or analysis. She expressed this internally. She expressed it to her supervisor and her superiors. She didn't feel that much was done to address this core problem. And after raising these issues, she said that she felt that she was acted out on, that they retaliated against her in ways to humiliate her, from a two-week unpaid suspension to the situation you mentioned where her boss allegedly moved files that she needed for work out of her out of the places that she could reach it. You mentioned that she had a rare form of dwarfism.
Yeah. Well, Democrats say she came forward and gave them a private interview, and that sparked a lot of debate on the committee this morning. Here's an exchange between Ranking Member Jim Jordan and Chairman Cummings.
I've been on this committee 10 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, please.
Never seen anything like this. I haven't.
Yeah, you've done it.
Okay, so how are Republicans pushing back?
Well, they say that Cummings and Democrats on the committee are cherry-picking excerpts from Ms. Newbold's testimony. They say that they weren't given enough time to properly prepare for that interview and that this whole thing is part of a Democratic effort to manufacture a scandal about the White House not properly conducting itself with regards to national security. Republicans say this is a unilateral and partisan investigation.
Yeah, well, White House advisor Jared Kushner is suspected to be one of the two dozen or so Trump officials thought to have gotten this clearance. He says this is not true. I've been accused of a lot of things, including with Russia. Not true. But former Chief of Staff John Kelly wrote a memo saying he was forced to give him clearance.
Well, that's an interesting part of this whole investigation. And it's an investigation that has been going on not just in this Congress, not just in the last few months, but over the last couple of years. And it's going to be interesting to see where the investigation goes from here.
We will watch with you. Tim Mak covers national security for NPR. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.